Hi everybody, I'm Kat.
I'm Chi Chi.
And welcome to English for You today. We are talking about an ancient city. Do you know any ancient cities that are really interesting?
An ancient city I could think of right now is actually Kyoto.
No kidding. Yeah. Kyoto. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Have you been there?
I have actually. Have you?
No, but I would like to, maybe this year.
Oh, that's
awesome. It's one of the most beautiful and amazing cities in the whole world.
Yeah, and it's a definite cultural hotspot, especially in Japan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Kyoto is a great ancient city. The one I think of is, well, one that we heard about recently in ED, which is El Mirador, which is this old Mayan city that was lost in the jungle, and they started uncovering it again about 40 years ago, and it's bigger than LA. It's really big. It's really cool, and you can visit it now. So we're not talking about Kyoto or El Mirador today, but we are talking about another ancient city, which is definitely worth visiting, and it's supposed to be one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. So we're going to find out what that is by going to our teaching points.
Reading.
Jordan's Ancient Desert City. The lost city of Petra is one of the world's most interesting historical sites. Located in a barren desert in Jordan, Petra has a history that stretches back thousands of years. The city was built by the Nabataean people, developed innovative methods of surviving in a dry climate. Their ability to collect water and grow food in the desert, them, a high standard of living. This made Petra an important stop on trading journeys. The only way into Petra was through a narrow passage. When earthquakes cracked open its rocky surface, the concealed entry allowed people to live in safety. Recorded history shows that Petra flourished in the first century with a population of roughly 20,000 people. Around the year 100, Petra was invaded by the Romans. Soon after, the city lost its importance because trade began happening by sea. Then, for over 1,000 years, the few people who there kept it secret. In the early 1800s, a European traveler tricked people into letting him through the passage by wearing local clothing. After that, he wrote about Petra in his books, and it became known the world. Today, Petra is the most visited tourist site in Jordan.
Okay, so our article starts off today talking about the lost city of Petra. Petra is one of the world's most interesting historical sites.
Okay, 所以佩特拉城 Petra 就是世界上非常有趣的历史遗址之一哦。那么 site 就是有场所遗迹的意思。那么旅行胜地我们就可以说 tourist site. Yeah, so what makes it interesting?
Well, apparently Petra is a really unique city. It's located in a barren desert in Jordan, and Petra has a history that stretches back thousands of years. So Jordan, this country, is an Arab country that's bordered by the River Jordan. It's named after the river that runs next to it. And humans have lived there. They found evidence of humans living there over 200,000 years ago. So they have lots of ancient places, ancient artifacts. It was before people even, you know, stopped being cavemen, basically. It's one of the most ancient places in the world.
Yeah. Okay, so if the land is barren, it is unable to produce much or any vegetation.
Right.
It is lifeless or bleak. 就是有很贫瘠啊或荒芜的意思。那么佩特拉城呢，它其实就是坐落在约旦 Jordan, 它贫瘠的沙漠里，那它拥有几千年的历史哦。
So Petra is kind of a barren city, or a city in a barren area. Well, it makes me wonder, how did they live there then? But we're going to find out. So the city was built by the Nabataean people, who developed innovative methods of surviving in a dry climate. Uh-huh. So these Nabataean people, they were actually originally a tribe of Arabian people who came into Jordan. They used to move around, but then they settled down there and they built this kingdom. And the kingdom lasted for about 500 years, from the 4th century BC to about 100 AD when they were taken over by the Romans.
Okay, 所以这个城市呢，就是从就是由这个 Nabataean people 建造的。我们可以把它翻成纳巴泰人。那我们在这边可以看到一个 who， 这边的用法是属于非限定冠带，是拿来补充说明，所以我们就会加一个逗号来引领我们的形容词子句。所以这些人呢，他们 developed innovative methods of surviving in a dry climate.、Mm-hmm. Innovative means using new ideas or methods.
Right，
就是开发他们这些人呢。在干燥气候中呢，开发了可以生存的创新方法。对
yeah, okay. So I guess they were using some really interesting tricks to kind of make sure that they could get water and grow food and things like that. Their ability to collect water and grow food in the desert provided them with a high standard of living. So they managed to make a pretty good life in this desert place, and that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.So let's take a look at the phrase over here, to provide someone with something. We can also say to provide something to or for someone or something. For instance, Japanese companies usually provide their employees with uniforms. And we can also rewrite the sentence saying, Japanese companies usually provide uniforms for their employees.
Okay, so these innovative farming methods and things like that made Petra, able to have a really high standard of life. They were able to grow food, collect water, that kind of thing. And this made Petra an important stop on trading journeys. So here we have our first couple of words.That are vocab words. We have journey, which is a noun. A journey is like a long trip that has a special purpose or a final place that you are going to. So it could also be a verb, like you can say, I am journeying to somewhere. And often you will talk about this like journeys to foreign lands or someplace unknown. Like, or trading journeys, where you take, traders will take goods from one place to another, maybe a faraway place, to sell them and then buy goods from that place to take back to where they came from.
Yeah.
Or if you're speaking a little more figuratively, you could talk about the journey of life. Mm-hmm. From birth to death, it's a long time, it's a long way. So that's called a journey of life. Or a more modern one might be a journey through space. So we send out these spacecrafts, astronauts, things like that, and they journey...For a long, 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 long time. Maybe their journey doesn't end. Maybe that's the thing, is that they have a long way to go and they might just go into the end of the universe. Who knows? But anyway, an example sentence for you. Mina set out on a long train journey from Eastern Russia to London with stops along the way in several cities. That's a long way.
Yeah.
But it sounds like fun.
So journey 呢，就是有行程啊、旅程的意思。那在这边是当名词，不过它也是可以当动词的。刚刚 K 老师都有说咯。那我们直接来看个例句好了。A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Oh, okay. So if I take a step now, I can go 1,000 miles later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Cool.
Okay. 那第二个句子呢？I journey frequently to China and other places. 我常去中国大陆跟其他地方。
Ah, I wonder why you're journeying to China so often.
Yeah, for my job.
For business maybe. Cool. Business journey. All right. Maybe a trading journey for Qigong. All right. So the only way into Petra was through a narrow passage formed when earthquakes cracked open its rocky surface. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So that means that it was very hard to actually get into Petra. Mm-hmm. That it was probably protected a lot.
Yeah.So we see the word form. Form means to make something into a particular shape. It's used as a verb right here. 就是有去形成啊，然后把东西变成一个形状，组成的意思，形成。
Okay, so, and then we see that it's formed a passage. A passage is a noun that means like a long opening or space that lets you go from one place to another. So if you have a door right here, and you have just these walls in between, then you can go through a passage to get to that door. It comes from the verb pass, and then you put A-G-E, a suffix on the end. That means that you are doing that verb. So passage, or maybe signage, maybe doing a sign. So passage, you can also call it a passageway. way. It's just a different word. If you add way onto passage. Or a pass, for example, like if there's two big mountains and there's a narrow space in between where you can go between them, that's called a mountain pass. Or inside of a house, you call it a hall or a hallway, and that's like another kind of passageway. Another example for you, the people who lived in this city before built underground passageways to go between buildings without being seen.
Okay,
oh, very sneaky.
Yeah, so passage 就是通道、道路的意思。It's used as a noun in our article. 那刚刚老师有说有很多不一样的说法，也可以说 passageway。那我们再看另外一个句子哦。They found a secret passage into the palace. 他们找到一条进入皇宫的秘密通道。
Ooh.
So besides meaning a passageway, it can also mean a short piece of writing or the way that time passes.
That's true.
Yeah, 有一段或者是时间的经过啊，推移的意思。For instance, please read this passage and translate it into English.
Right.
Or...They're hoping that their living conditions will improve with the passage of time.
Right.
Yeah, 他们希望他们的生活呢可以随着时间的推移有所改善。
Mm-hmm. So the passage of time, when time passes.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And another vocabulary we see here is crack. The verb crack can also be a noun, but、in this case it's a verb. Or it could be crack open, which means making a long break in a surface. So like the break can be very thin, like a crack in a glass, where you can just see this little line there. Or it can be wide, like the crack that goes...into the passageway that goes into Petra, where it's wide enough for people、mm-hmm. to walk through. So, things that crack a lot, cell phone screens.
I know
mine has a couple of cracks on it, yeah. Or if your skin is very, very dry,、mm-hmm. especially on your hands or your feet,、yeah. it might start cracking, so you should put some lotion on it. Or if you're not careful in the kitchen, you might crack some cups or some plates.Or, you know, of course, if there's an earthquake, you could see a crack in a rock, like at Petra. Here's another example. I dropped my phone yesterday, and the screen cracked when it hit the ground. Oh, that's the worst feeling. Yeah.
好，那我们来看一下 crack 这一个字，它就是有裂开的意思。所以进入佩特拉城的唯一途径啊，是穿过一条很狭窄的通道。那这个通道呢，是因为地震发生的时候形成的。那 crack 它可以当呢动词，也可以当名词。那在我们的文章中是当动词哦。好，那当动词的时候呢 ，it means to become mentally or physically weak or to fail or to make a joke， 这些都是可以当动词的意思。那我们直接来看一个例句吧。Number one, she is always cracking jokes. 她总是喜欢开玩笑。Or, you will crack up if you don't rest. 你再不休息，身体会垮掉的。那大家最喜欢，觉得最好笑的就是破音这个字嘛，就是你当你这样你就可以说 ,his voice cracked during the speech. 他演讲的时候破音了。
Okay, so through this crack you could get into Petra, this very small passageway that's made of a crack in the rock. But the concealed entry allowed people to live in safety.
Okay.
Definitely, mm-hmm. yeah.
So if something is concealed, it is kept hidden or it cannot be seen very easily. 有隐秘的或隐蔽的意思。
Mm-hmm, yeah, so concealed, it means that Petra was hidden away from the world and nobody can really get in there without anybody in Petra knowing about it. So, and this allowed them to live in safety. So allow somebody to do something means let somebody do something or...In this case, more like make it possible for them to do something. So in this instance, it's like make it possible for them to live safely or make it so that they can live safely.
Mm-hmm. So allow someone to do something. 其实我们照字面翻呢，它是允许某人可以干嘛。但在这边呢，像刚刚 K 老师说了 to make it possible for someone to do something, 就是让某人能怎么样。好，那我们再看一个例句哦。Her father doesn't allow her to go to movies alone. 她爸爸不让她一个人自己去看电影。所以这个隐秘的入口啊，就可以让人们安全的生活。
So anyway, that、mm-hmm. allowed them to live safely. Recorded history shows that Petra flourished in the first century. Wow, with a population of roughly 20,000 people. That's pretty big、mm-hmm. for an ancient city.
Yeah.好，所以我们看到这个字 flourish is a verb here, which means to grow or to develop successfully. 就是有繁荣啊，茂盛的意思。好，那我们来看一下句子哦。 Their business is flourishing.
Yay!
他们生意兴隆。那它也可以当名词，就是有夸张动作啊，炫耀的意思，也可以叫做是 flourish。
Here we see another word, roughly, like roughly 20,000 people. This is an adverb that means a little more or a little less than that, around that number. So roughly around 20,000 people. It's used to make guesses about things that you measure, like size or number of something, like number of people or number of items, or other things where you might have not...a perfect idea, but you have an idea of what it around is. So it comes with the adjective rough, which is a similar meaning. Yeah. Like if you make a rough estimate, an estimate is kind of a guess or like a 90% sure saying that something is about this number. Yeah. So here's another example for you. A blue whale's heart is roughly the same size as a small car.
Okay, so roughly 就是大约、大致上的意思。It's an adverb. 那我们再看几个例句。Roughly speaking, there were 15 students in the classroom. Or, Europe is roughly 1/4 the size of Asia. 所以根据历史记录呢，佩特拉城在一世纪的时候蓬勃发展。那人口大概是20,000人呢，哦，超多的 20,000 people.
Yeah, so maybe it was something like 19,500 or 20,300, something like that. So it's around 20,000. So around the year 100, Petra was invaded by the Romans. So we mentioned that the Nabatean kingdom ended with the Roman invasion. Well, Petra was also invaded, unfortunately.Okay, so we see here this verb invade. It was invaded by the Romans. That means that they went somewhere like Petra and they took it over. Or if you invade someplace, you bring it under new power by force. Not by asking people, please, may I be king of your country? But you go to their country and you say, I'm your king now. That's invasion. Or it could just be in a modern meaning, a bit like bringing a lot of people...from the same group to somewhere. Like, if you and 20 other friends go to the same coffee shop all at the same time, you're invading the coffee shop because there's a lot more of you than there are of any other people. The noun for this word is invasion. So, things that we talk about invading are like armies. Armies invade different countries. Or aliens. If aliens come from space and they try and take over the world, that means they're invading, an alien invasion.Or maybe bugs. Like, bugs, I think, invade our houses on a regular basis, almost every day. And maybe sometimes you might have some guests you don't really want to have, but you can't really tell them to leave and they're invading your house. Here's another example. The stronger country decided to invade the ones around it, and that set off a war that would go on for years.
所以 invade 就是入侵、侵略的意思。那刚刚 K 老师都有讲到，名词是 invasion。那 and a person or a group that invades a region is called an invader， 入侵者。好，那我们再看两个例句。We must not invade the privacy of others. Or this book deals with the invasion of the Romans.
Yeah, the Romans who invaded Petra and many other cities. Yeah. Soon after, the city lost its importance because trade began happening by sea. So they weren't that important anymore, I guess, because, you know, everybody can trade by boats. Yeah. Then, for over 1,000 years, the few people who remained there kept it secret.
Yeah, so to remain means to stay in the same condition or place or to continue existing when other parts no longer exist. 就是有继续存在、保持的意思。
And if you want to keep something secret, like I said, don't tell anyone about it. You got to hide it away because they probably don't want Petra to be invaded again. Yeah. So you could also say, like, keep a secret from somebody.
对、yeah. 就是保守秘密的意思。那我们其实常常也会说 to keep a secret. For example, I know how to keep a secret, so share with me.
Okay. Maybe later. All right. So, yeah, for about 1,000 years, they keep it secret. But...In the early 1800s, a European traveler tricked people into letting him through the passage by wearing local clothing. Tricky! And that's one of our phrases here, trick somebody into. So that means make somebody do something by lying to them or deceiving them. So this person wore local clothes to make himself look like he's from Petra, so you gotta let me in. That's how he tricked them into letting him in.
Yeah, so trick someone into doing something, 这就是哄骗某人做某事的意思哦。For instance, the thief tricked Madeline into giving him $20. That happened to me when I was in New York.
Oh my gosh, that's, wow. Well, yeah. I mean, they got some really tricky moves, mm-hmm. yeah.
And okay. we see another word, traveler. What does that mean?
Traveler. A traveler is, of course, just a person who travels. It's a noun that could be a tourist, maybe a backpacker, somebody who travels with their backpack on their back, or somebody who travels for business is a business traveler. Yeah. Often somebody who's always traveling, or maybe they're taking trips to new places. So here's another example. A group of travelers got lost exploring the forest in a new country, and they had to be rescued.I've heard about stuff happening to travelers like that. Yeah.
所以 traveler 就是旅客、旅行者的意思，很好记。你就可以说啊 ，She is a frequent traveler to Venezuela.
Okay, so she goes to Venezuela a lot.
A lot.
Okay. After that, this European traveler, he wrote about Petra in his books, and it became known to the world. Thanks for giving away our secret. Gosh.
所以在那边之后，在那之后，这个欧洲旅行者他就写了有关 Petra 的书哦。那他就对世界不再是个秘密了。那四个选项中呢，我们会选 be known to， 是因为它意思是对某人来说是出名的。And be known for 就是以某特点或长处出名哦。那我们造一个句子 ：This restaurant is known for its exotic cuisines.、以什么东西为名？那么 be known as 就是以某身份啊，或者是你是什么样的 title 为名，譬如说你可以说啊 ，She is known as a great beauty.
That's you,
you.
Thank
you.
Both of us. Yes, we're both great beauties, of course. Today, Petra is the most visited tourist site in Jordan.
Wow, so, 现在就是最 popular, like 很多人去的旅游景点啊。
Definitely. I have friends who've been there, and they said it was amazing. Wow. I would really like to go there myself one day. Mm-hmm. I hope they're okay with it, honestly. Yeah. So, now we are out of our article time, and we're about to go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question today is, what is your opinion of the traveler who revealed Petra's secret? The one who, told the world about this ancient city that was supposed to be hidden away. Do you think he should have done it?
Well, personally, I think he wasn't doing the right thing. Because it's lying. I mean, maybe there might have been a better way for him to do it, I think.
Maybe, but maybe they wouldn't let him in.
I know, yeah, but try to communicate with them. I'm not sure if he did that.
I don't know, but anyway. So, I mean, I'm conflicted because on the one hand, I think he should have just kind of left it alone. But on the other hand... If he did leave it alone, we wouldn't know about it.
Yeah, that's true.
And nobody would be able to take pictures of it or show its wonder to the world. And it's actually been quite well taken care of, I think, since it's been rediscovered. So it's now one of the, like I said, one of the seven wonders of the world. So it's very, very well loved.
Yeah.
So I want to say yes and no. I think he's kind of like, I think he shouldn't have lied. But at the same time, I think it's a really good thing that we know about this ancient place. So what do you think about him? And what do you think about what he did? And you can talk about this with your classmates. You can talk about it with your friends. We're going to see you next time. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jordan's ancient desert city. The lost city of Petra is one of the world's most interesting historical sites. Located in a barren desert in Jordan, Petra has a history that stretches back thousands of years. The city was built by the Nabataean people, who developed innovative methods of surviving in a dry climate. Their ability to collect water and grow food in the desert provided them with a high standard of living. This made Petra an important stop on trading journeys. The only way into Petra was through a narrow passage formed when earthquakes cracked open its rocky surface. The concealed entry allowed people to live in safety. Recorded history shows that Petra flourished in the first century, with a population of roughly 20,000 people. Around the year 100, Petra was invaded by the Romans. Soon after, the city lost its importance because trade began happening by sea. Then, for over 1,000 years, the few people who remained there kept it secret. In the early 1800s, a European traveler tricked people into letting him through the passage by wearing local clothing. After that, he wrote about Petra in his books, and it became known to the world. Today, Petra is the most visited tourist site in Jordan.
Vocabulary Review.
Journey. My journey from Taipei to Taizhong took about 2 hours. Passage. In this old house, there is a hidden passage leading to a secret room. Crack. To enjoy boiled eggs, we have to crack the shell first. Roughly. There is a county named Medog in Tibet that is roughly the size of Belgium. Invade. The ancient Roman army invaded many countries across Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Traveler. Unlike most people in my family, my uncle is a traveler. He's been to about 30 countries.